Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins here. And let's talk about the Maryville Rebels and Oakland Patriots. John, Oakland beat Maryville last year in the semifinals at home, 23-7. Beat them earlier this year, back in August. That's been 3 months ago. So Oakland has won two in a row over Maryville, but the Rebels are a different team at home. This is a tough atmosphere, a tough place to play.
It is, and they've got all those banners, and it's it kind of walled in, and you're kind of feel like you're in a vacuum there. It's a great place. I mean, it's a beautiful place and a beautiful facility, but I think that some of the mystique has gone away due to the fact that we have been able to beat them. But that being away still kind of has the back of your mind. Until somebody does it and beats them there, it'll always still be in the back of your mind.
Well, I mean, the streak that they had in the semifinals was broken last year by Oakland at home.
Right.
The not losing in the regular season very much. I mean, they haven't lost a region game since the 90s. So, you know, that streak continues. But they did lose to Oakland this year. But, again, that one was at Ray Hughes Stadium. It's different when you go on the road. And I don't know what the difference is in the mystique. I mean, the football field's the same width. They play on turf. I don't know that that makes that huge of a difference. But it's this kind of goes to show you how tough it is to go on the road.
Yes, and when it comes to those kind of important games – but at the same time, I look at Coach Creasy and the Patriots, and I don't know that they share that same sentiment that, you know, wow, it's Maryville and we're there. And I really believe this bunch does not concern them. I really do believe that. Now they may, whether they win or lose the game, that may still be, but I don't think it'll be because of that they've got that mystique about Maryville and playing there. I really don't believe it.
You know, and we're going to talk to Coach Creasy about this in just a few minutes here on the pregame show, but thought I'd get your thoughts on it. When you look at Maryville, Maryville's been a program that's had success. If you look at Rutherford County, we've talked about the various programs, Riverdale, Oakland, Blackman, Smyrna, Siegel, having the success in the semifinals or the championship game, 21 years in a row in the semis, 23 out of the last 24 years. But as you look at that, it's different schools and not one program. But Coach Creasy is trying to develop that program and has had some success of late. Riverdale was a team that was a program to deal with in the 90s and early 2000s. Oakland trying to establish themselves as one of those, which is much more difficult to do now than it was back then when Riverdale did it.
Right. Here. And that's nothing. That's not a knock against Riverdale at all.
No.
I mean, once you can, if you can establish that kind of program, that's unbelievable.
And it's the sheer number of schools that are here now.
Yeah. And now you're fighting that. Now Oakland's been there now. Coach Creasy has, kind of established a little something. Nobody's been able to break through that yet. Whether how long that lasts, who knows? But I'd say they're going to be there for a couple more years anyway. Oakland and but Maryville, you know, remember when they had lost the game and then you had a new coach and everybody and you know was thinking Maryville, well, they're not the Maryville of old. Well, they probably are. I mean, yeah. They probably are. And you know, it's not like the coach their coach now didn't have the idea of how to coach them, you know?
Right.
And so, he was kind of inbred into the program. So, you know, we sit there and you think about all those things and you go in it. When it comes down to it, Brian, you've got to play football and you've got to do the right things. You got to stay away from penalties there and turnovers, penalties and turnovers, big, huge thing in that game.
4 years in a row, Oakland has been in this semifinal game to play Maryville. In the last three contests, Oakland has won one of those, and it was at home and last year. So back-to-back losses, then they won last year. You kind of can see, and maybe years down the road we'll see where Oakland had kind of built their program. Per se, it's not just a team, and they had a little bit to overcome with that this year. I think a lot of people, maybe I don't know that they wrote them off, but they early in the preseason, Oakland wasn't considered the number one team in the region.
No, and in
a
way,
took that mantra and carried it through.
They did, and I really do believe they'll do the same thing with this Maryville. They'll take that same feeling in, well, we beat them this year, but we still don't have that. Nobody believes that we can beat them there. And I hope that carries on, and I hope that's the case, that they've got a little chip on their shoulder when they go into Maryville.
Chip nobody, right?
Well, I'm not. I'm just a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, Jim, okay. The Oakland Patriots, I guess outside of Riverdale's run, you'd have to say Oakland is right there, and who knows what they can build here in the next few years. But as far as Rutherford County football lore goes, Riverdale's run in the 90s and early 2000s is rivaled only by Oakland, and Oakland's getting close to that. Won a couple of state titles in there in 98 and 2008, go along with their state championship in the 80s, and David Alsip got him there a couple of times in the late 80s as well. So Oakland's kind of right there, and who knows what the next several years will show, but making a name for themselves across the state, obviously.
Yeah, I think it'll depend on, the next couple of years, really. And I think if they still are there, Coach Creasy's still there, then, they're going to be right there in the talk with that Riverdale group.
We continue our coverage of Oakland at Maryville here on News Radio WGNS State Farm Prep Football.